Once again, it's a very good afternoon, good evening, Sanbonani, Dumelang, Abshani, Moleni, bonjour. From Cape to Cairo, New Zealand, Abu Dhabi, wherever you are streaming us across the globe, welcome to Umjolo and Sex Podcast. Here speaking is your boy Mlungisi Simbela, the most handsome 32-year-old on the side of the equator, the most handsome guy in the cheese cup, Muhammad Ali's protege, roll like a butterfly, buzz more than a beehive. Bamzalelwe esihlahleni esinochilisi bathu baba njengopelepele. Lalela. Okay, ithakazelo zandile because we have so much to celebrate. We have officially gone past the 100,000 listens. And part and parcel of the reason of that is because I do the show with the ever beautiful, ever shining, ever glowing, the lady of the house, the queen of the kingdom. Too many adjectives. Need I say more? Oshumi, I hope you're as excited as I am with this milestone. Hi.
Dude, I was excited until you started hyping yourself up.
Ah, you man, it's not hyping myself up.
Like you were bigging yourself up right there.
No, it's not. It's just to let people understand Khori, the sauce is just too much.
Yeah, no. Like, you must get a personal praise singer or something.
No, he or she is probably going to be out of the job.
That would be like our intro and outro.
No, they're not going to do it the same. They're not going to have... It's not going to have that.
Hey, cheers.
But in umsoco, even another thing.
Not going to have a song.
No ways, it's not. Are you good, though?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fantastic. We are trying to contain ourselves with everything and all these milestones that we're achieving. But definitely, if you want to see our excitement, go on to our very highly interactive space, our social media platforms, where you can be highly interactive with us. Oshumi, once again, hot topics. We have milestones, but the topics get even hotter and even bigger. What are we talking about today?
Okay, so we all know it's the silly month, as I like to call it.
Mm-hmm.
The month of love.
Yes.
You know, and we've spoken about all things relationship. Mm-hmm. You know, but we can't tackle the month of love without talking about sex.
Absolutely.
Because we all know Valentine's Day is like literally International Sex Day.
Yeah.
That is why men buy chocolates and teddy bears and flowers and
condoms.
Everything else. And hopefully condoms as well.
Yes.
You know. So today we are now asking the question, what do you normally do after glof glof?
After the devil's dance, as they call it.
Yeah.
What do you do?
You know, a lot of us have habits.
We don't even
know.
Some
are good, some are bad.
Yeah.
You know, but we have habits. And these habits also translate into the bedroom.
Yeah. You know,
some people cannot have sex with the lights on.
Uh-huh.
Some people cannot have sex with the lights off. Some people prefer candles or whatever, you know. But there's also after the deed.
Yeah.
What do you do? Do you just lie there and you need to pull yourself towards yourself?
Mm-hmm.
Do you need to go have a drink of water? Do you need to go have a smoke? Like, what do you do normally after you have sex?
It should be very interesting because part of that conversation speaks to a lot of people will then go to the health aspects of it. So a lot of us will go and shower, pee, because yes, we have STDs and STIs. So a lot of us will be going to
and
that.
And also, a lot of medical articles and a lot of health experts advise women to pee after sex,
mm-hmm,
to avoid UTIs.
True.
Yeah. So just go and just, you know, pee, and then maybe drink a glass of water or whatever.
But I think one of the questions, we've got a couple of voice notes that we've got lined up.
Yeah.
I think the big question maybe we're going to ask is, if your whatever it is that you're doing that is a habit, is it offensive? You know, because some of the things...
Oh, that is a good question.
Yeah, because some people will find it offensive. Imagine we had our session, then all of a sudden you go in bath. Does it mean I stink?
Yeah, because I... No. Okay. Yeah. The bathing I get, but also a lot of men after sex fall asleep. And that is hormonal.
You know?
They can't help themselves. Because certain hormones are released during sex. And in men, a certain hormone is released. And which is why men fall asleep after sex. And some women take offense to this.
You know what?
Because maybe perhaps she wants to have a conversation, she wants to cuddle or whatever. But now this gent just released a whole lot of things, and he can't help himself. He just wants to take a nice, sometimes it's even a power nap, like a 20-minute power nap, and then after that he wakes up and he's like, okay.
Coach Carter, my deepest fear, you know? My deepest fear is sleeping after the session, because I think in my head of heads, I've got my late grandfather used to say, "Indoda ilali." When am I going to be balel?
But it's physiological. You can't help yourself.
Hence,
I say in some men, you know, a lot of men, after doing the deed, they fall asleep. It's physiological. They can't help themselves, because now hormones are all over the place. You know, we were like all over the damn room. So obviously, hormones are going to be all over the damn room as well.
Gosh, all right. Let's hear our Sunlanders. Sunlanders send us their opinions and some of the habits that they have. And maybe we're going to ask on social media, do you think some habits are offensive and some habits point to borderline offensive or borderline insensitive to you? Yeah. You tell us.
The habit that I actually do, and it has become a norm, but it's a good habit. I always pee and I always shower. Those two habits. And why? It's because for hygiene purposes and preventing any kind of STD or any STI or any kind of vaginal infection I can get.
Well, Catalicia, I hate to cuddle so fast. They are Ndika. And the phone is a time, in fact.
Okay.
Okay, cool. For the first question, I think biggest habit for me is take a shower and then just chill. I think after you get that post-nut clarity, not even just post-nut clarity, but like after you nut, you know, the energies are just different, and I just like to relax and chill, maybe a few cuddles, just to, you know, a little aftercare, but for the most part, I don't want any noise, I don't want any, you know, anything too exciting, just relaxation, peace and quiet, we can cuddle, I don't mind, but nothing too crazy. I don't know why, though. I think maybe just the energies are different. You go move from, you know, this intense, like, exciting and, you know, very focused moment. And then once you nut, it just drops. And the energy levels are down and, you know, you just want to relax. Get some peace and quiet. You just hold each other and just stay silent. There's no need to talk, no need to make noise. Yeah.
No. Like, these people want to listen to feel pop. You mentioned showering.
Do you understand?
And now two more people have mentioned showering after sex.
Well, three, actually.
So.
Oh, yes, two.
So don't finish your garlic feel popunya.
Do you understand?
Like, wait, what?
Also, guys, maybe it's because I'm a very chatterboxy type of human being. We have sex and then the silence.
Okay, my question is, I met you wherever I met you. Maybe I didn't even meet you in the club. You're not even a one night stand. You my person.
Yeah.
And then we have sex in the middle of the night. Am I still going to shower in the middle of the night?
Exactly.
Because sometimes sex is spontaneous. So afterwards, are you now going to step in? Like, I'm not judging, but I'm just trying to understand.
Context. You bring context.
Yes, I'm trying to understand the psyche behind it. That after you do the deed in the middle of the night, you're now going to run the shower. Like, it makes make sense. Jesus.
It can't really. It really. Unusual. And some people will really perceive it as, am I dirty?
Thank you.
Am I?
Thank you.
You know, because we live in a very perceptive space. People will perceive certain things.
But I think in this instance, if maybe, let's say you are, I don't know, sensitive to some things, like maybe body sweat and everything, before we get into it, tell me.
Exactly.
But listen here, baby girl, now after we're done, I'm going to need a wash down.
Then let's shower together.
Even if we don't shower together, because... Listen here, I'm tired. I'm not about to step into the shower with you in the middle of the night. Like, it's not happening. No, no. But let me know so that I'm not surprised and I don't feel some type of way about it. Okay. You know, why is this person now after we did the... like you said, am I dirty? You know, does he find me disgusting? Do you understand? But if you explain it to me beforehand to say, listen, now this is my thing. After I do this, I'm going to need to take a shower or to take a bath. I'm not going to find offense with that.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
I'm going to leave you to do you, and then when you're done, you'll find me in bed.
All right.
You know, or maybe you won't, depending.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I wonder if you find you in bed and you do it again, are you going to shower again? See, that's another question.
Good question.
You see?
If now it's a whole night session, like, are you going to have, like, multiple showers throughout the night? Mutimum sipasa tura meta tura
mukara. Let's hear from more voice notes. Yes. Hold on.
Okay, Mpana, for the first question, eh? Mina, my habit is like after I hit a J and a quiet. Like, I don't know, Mpana, it just like comes and like it brings me back to, you know, after that whole stuff, you know. Oh, I lay his voodoo, then it just like relaxes the body. So I mean, I prefer to just hit a J, or even in cows if I don't have a J, like right after, because it just like, you know, it just brings me down and like, yeah, young relax, Antoine, because you know, like after caring, you feel like on top of the world. So like me now, I just prefer like after that just to cool down. Then okay.
What habits do I do after sex? I don't know if it's a habit or not, but I get up and go pee. Not immediately after, but like after I've catched my breath and had like a few minutes of talk time, whatever, I go pee. What else do I do? Or I fall asleep, depending on how tired I was. So it's one of those two. And then...
Okay, so with me, usually, after having sex, freshen up. No, before that, water. Need to drink water. Calm down. Take a breather. And then after that, go freshen up. Come back. Hate cuddles. But if we're cool like that, probably gonna cuddle. But I need to get dressed. I have to get dressed. It's a must. That's a terrible habit. Because now, if we're going to do it again, now we must start afresh with the whole ambience of stripping and stuff. But yeah.
Guys, why do you love Edmund so much?
The last voice note. Baby girl is me. I am baby girl.
Oh, it's you.
She is me, I am her, we are one. Simone.
Zanzi for sure.
I need to drink water first because, hello, hydration, you know. She mentioned getting dressed up. If she doesn't feel you, I'm also like that. If I don't feel you, you know, I'm putting my panties back on. Yeah. Cuddling? No. No.
You guys are too mean, man.
No. Like, why do you want to hold me in the middle of the night? I'm not going to go anywhere. Why are you trying to hold on to me? I'm not going to go anywhere unless I tell you that, listen here, after we do this, I'm going home. But if I don't tell you that and my intentions are to sleep over, I'm not going anywhere. So why do you need to hold on to me the whole night? And also, I need space to stretch my arms and legs while I'm sleeping, because I'm that kind of horrible sleeper.
You sleep everywhere.
I need to stretch while I need to be comfortable. I can't be comfortable when now somebody's holding on to me. No. Why? Sleep on your side, I'll sleep on my side.
This is
when you wake up, I'll still be there.
This is with Bay or not?
I don't cuddle at all.
Oof.
No, I don't like cuddling. Like, you know.
Oh, gosh.
You know, and also, have you felt the heat waves lately? Guys, also go on until the middle of the night. It's now like 30 or 29 degrees at night. Wafisha, there's blankets and you want to hold on to me? Like,
guys, stop sleeping with people who don't have air cons.
Maybe that's a problem. Maybe that's the problem. You know, there are no air cons in the room. Renita Feninyana, they're in the corner. But...
yeah, but even in the time...
For me, cuddling, no.
It's a no from you.
It's a no from me. And if you're a cuddler, I'll...
Accommodate with caution.
Yeah, and for a while. And then afterwards, I'm like, no.
Get your hands off of me.
I need my space. Because in order for me to fall asleep, I need to be by myself. I don't need hands all over me or around me or... No, I just need to be. So stick to your side of the bed, I'll stick to my side of the bed.
Guys, are you a cuddler? If you're not, tell us. Let's hear from more voice notes.
I like the guy who said he smokes a J and cigarettes afterwards. That is dope.
Yeah.
That sounds like...
I've heard a couple. Yeah, of, no, yeah
no, heard. No, that sounds like could be dope.
Mary J. Blige is quite hits the right notes afterwards, right?
Oh, even during. What are you talking about afterwards? Even during.
Okay,
who are you having sex with?
No, can't relate, guys.
Yeah.
Can't relate.
Depending on the time of the day that I have sex, then I would definitely sleep. That's the one habit that I have. The other habit is to take a shower. Yeah, take a shower. I don't know why we take a shower. I think it's to basically... just refresh and not smell like sex, I guess. So those are my habits.
Okay.
The habits I have after, you know, doing the devil's dance is that I pee. I go to the toilet and I pee. I wash up and I drink water to remain hydrated. You know, you gotta be clean. So you know, the peeing helps eliminate score. Yes. What do you call this? Any chances of UTIs or STIs and so forth. Not necessarily STIs, but UTI for short.
What habits do I do after having sex? I don't know. There's this thing. I feel like I have a habit of taking a shower after sex. Like, I take a shower, so I think it's my habit. Like, I don't know, I just feel like, I don't know, like someone's, like, I don't want to smell someone on me. Like, so every time after, what the heck, I don't know if it's a habit, but every time after I have sex, né, I don't think I will sleep, like, no, I feel like every time after sex, I need to shower. I think that's my habit. Like, I shower. Because you know with anal sex, right? So, like, I shower. So every time after sex, I shower. And, yeah.
Okay. We're going to need a whole episode about this showering after sex business.
That's the good people.
Because I have so many questions. Because everybody's now mentioning showering after sex.
Yeah.
I have so many questions. And I feel like these voice notes are not giving me the answers that I need.
They're making, in fact, they're punting the investigation even further.
You know what I'm saying? Because like we said earlier, if I'm now staying at your place for the whole weekend and it's just going to be...
Cough, cough.
Born, tiki tiki pata pata all the way. Are you going to have... a shower
after every
session,
because then that's offensive.
King, le raka disipe ka bulk ko macro or what is happening in your
life? Here's the
because sipe sa dura, guys.
No, you're asking,
like, I have so many questions.
Who are you asking the nice question? Here's the question we actually want to ask. Do I smell?
And that's what the last voice note said. He said that he does not like that smell
of sex.
You know. So if what? He, hence I say I have so many questions. If he says he does not like the smell, is he talking about one night stands? Is he talking about somebody he's doing it on the regular with?
Yes.
Is he talking about somebody he's in a relationship with?
Because then the context should change.
Do you know what I'm saying? Because if I'm not in a relationship with you, and every time we have sex, you take a shower, at some point I am going to take offense.
True story.
You know, or like how and where and why am I offending you? You know, I'm going to have to self-check. You know, obviously I'm going to have a conversation with you, but at some point I'm going to have to self-check to say, wait, is the deodorant that I'm using offensive? You know, the body wash that I'm using, is it offensive? Like, what's happening? Now every time we have sex, this gent jumps into the shower. Like, what's happening?
And also, we have to be frank. Sex has a very specific stench to it, right? But it's a bearable one. Unless you're smelling other things.
Yeah, granted.
Unless you're smelling other things, guys. Let's take our last batch of voice notes. Gosh. Yo.
So one habit I definitely think I have after sex is... okay, like, one thing about me is I will sleep. Like, if there's one thing about me is I will pass the... Blop out. I'm out like a light. If it was good, that's how you know it was good. If it was good, like on a scale of 1 to 10, if it was anything above 6, out like a light. Out like a light. But if it's like below 6, then that's when it's a bit that's when it's a bit shaky. And I'll be like wide awake afterwards.
Sorry, I went silent. I kind of crashed my phone after saying hi. So yeah, I see today you can survive. So what happens to you after having sex and why? Please respond. Okay. Usually would be either thing of getting water. I know. Just feel thirsty for some reason, and I'll probably smoke a joint, and I really, really like cuddles. I'm a cuddle bobby. I don't know, I just like cuddles, so yeah, even if it's not that, you know. I just love cuddles, and there's no reason why, I guess. Like, why would you ask why? You're supposed to be comfortable with your person, so... Yeah. Or... My new favorite is literally... ice cream. That's my new favorite. Like, I just like ice cream.
I'm gonna try that.
Yeah. And I bust out like a baby.
Ice cream, we all scream for ice cream.
Oh, I'm trying that.
Alright, that's a sweet end to it. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Alright. Let's lay of the land, as Osrubi would say. Let's get the lay of the land. Right, so you guys bathe or shower,
yeah,
before
and pee.
I understand.
Yeah,
I get it completely. You go onto our website www.dailysun.co.za/mjolo. You will definitely. There's a couple of articles we always punt out when we talk about clean, hygienic, and good health or sex practices. Health and sex practices. One of the things we mention consistently is pee. I totally get that. Yeah. Guys, but the showering, guys.
You know why for me the showering is extreme? Because, okay, we're going to be frank here. So we rap line, so fuck. We're going to be frank.
Yep.
Normal and normal in inverted
commas.
Normal practices after poking, you would wipe yourself off.
Yes.
He would wipe himself off.
Mm-hmm.
And then you cuddle if you want to cuddle, or you just lie there.
Mm.
Or you put your clothes on.
Whatever.
You know, whatever catches your fancy, you know. Hence, for me, the showering is a bit extreme.
Mm-hmm.
Because normal also, again, in inverted commas, like I said, you just wipe yourself down. But now getting into a hole, like running the shower.
The admin that, I don't know if people listened to this lady. You're tired half the time. Well, if you got somebody who pressed the right buttons.
You're tired. Do you really want to shower? Or do you just want to lie there and just
pass out?
Woosa. And pull yourself towards yourself.
And for me, then I understand people who sleep and pass out.
Okay, so because Rapuchi, everybody else, I now have to ask you, what are your habits?
Good question. For me, I love cuddling, Shem. And unfortunately, I love it. I'm the conversational type. We can't keep quiet, guys. We're not writing an exam where everybody please keep quiet while your exam is in procession. I am the type where I want us to engage, I want us to conversate. It doesn't have to be deep. It doesn't have to be all philosophical, but let's conversate. You know, let's have I don't understand this awkwardness. Whether it's a wine night stand, whether it's, let's conversate, right? Let's cut the. I fear awkwardness. I fear quietness, because
performance anxiety.
Perhaps.
Okay.
Perhaps, but I just really want us to be engaging. I'm a naturally engaging human being. Even there, I want us to be engaged. Then, if the night unfolds, we engage. We'll call it in basketball. They call it quarters, right? So first quarter, and then you go to the coach, and then we have a conversation. We go back into the basketball court. Second quarter, third quarter, fourth quarter. Obviously, the fourth quarter is always the most intense one.
Oh, so okay.
Yeah, sorry. So it's I treat it like that. I treat it like basketball. Okay. A time where we just engage.
Yeah.
Yeah, but other than that, I'm not really technical about showers and going to pee, and I'm not that technical.
I agreed with a lot of the women. Some of the women.
Yeah.
I need to drink water afterwards.
Yeah, hydration.
Yeah. And then after that, I need to pee.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Or I pee and drink water. Mm-hmm. But that's like my thing.
You don't. What's the lady? You don't shower.
No. I'll wipe myself down. Immediately afterwards, I'll wipe myself down. And then I'll drink water. Or pee.
Or vice
versa. You know, yeah. Wipe myself down, you know, pee, and then drink water, you know. And then after that,
you're good to go.
I'm good to go. Like, do not cuddle me. I do not cuddle. We can lie there and have a conversation. We can talk. But why are you holding me?
Guys, I wish you could see her face.
Like, why are you holding me? Like, even in winter, I do not need body heat. The winter.
Very.
I've got enough blankets in my house. I do not need body heat.
And apart from that, you are self-heating.
This is why electric blankets were invented. Why do you need somebody else to hold on to you? Like, honestly, people are not always there to hold on to. So that's why electric blankets, I believe, were invented. Do you know what I'm saying?
Of course.
Yeah. So I just need, you know, after I've done the whole wiping and water, you know.
Let's go.
I just need to lie there. We can have a conversation.
Okay.
Yeah, and then if we fall asleep, we fall asleep. If we do it again, we do it again. But that's it. That's all I need.
Okay.
But if you now get up and shower without telling me that you're going to shower.
But it really is offensive.
You know, if it happens the first time, I'll be on some, okay, this is odd.
But.
You know, okay, yeah. And then if you do it again for the second time in a night, hence I say we need a whole conversation about this because I have so many questions. Do you do it, once a night? Do you do it after every session?
Nah, it's not feasible. Either way, it's not feasible. It's not feasible. But otherwise, everybody's different strokes for different folks.
And no judgment, eh?
We don't.
You are into whatever you're into and whatever that makes, whatever that strokes your boat. Yeah.
And rocks your boat.
Rocks your boat.
Yeah. So we
I messed up my metaphors there for a minute. Yeah, whatever that rocks your boat, it's cool. We're not judging, you know, because different strokes for different folks.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Once again, a big thank you to all the voice notes that we got. Highly, highly appreciative. Once again, you guys make the show. Once again, if you want to be highly interactive with us on our social media platforms and our brand new website, Oskun, where can people be interactive with us?
We are still on Facebook.
Yup.
Daily Sun.
Yes.
You just need to search Daily Sun and you'll find us there.
Yes.
Or you can tweet us at Daily Sun SA.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can find us at www.dailysun.co.za.
In our new renovated home /Mjolo. And you can get to see these and many, many other episodes. Guys, a big, big thank you to all the voice notes that we received. We're not judging, as Oskhumi was saying. But it was, again, lay of the land, right?
Yeah.
Lay of the land. Lay of the land.
We love you guys, and we love to hear what you guys are into.
Yeah. So, yeah. And also, it also provides some very, very valuable insights in terms of, because a lot of us focus on the pre and the actual act. Never do we talk about what happens afterwards.
You know what I'm saying?
Very, very seldomly do we hear about the after effect.
And a lot of people usually find offense in the things that people do afterwards. And we tend to personalize it to say, but why? Is there something wrong? You know, only to find out, no, this person already.
We're cool. We just wanted to.
Yeah, this person has their own habits.
And it's nothing.
It's a habitual. It's a habitual thing. So
it's got nothing. Yeah. It has nothing to do. But once again, guys, thank you to everyone. We are still in the month of love. We're still going to be jiggy, jiggy, heavy, heavy. Guys, please make sure that you're strapped, as Oskhumi would say. Guys, get your condoms. Condoms are not more than $20 if you're buying not these Macs. And I don't think... Choices, are they still there? I think the only thing that's Choice is... Max Choice Assorted. Choice,
but it's Max Assorted.
It's not Choice Assorted.
Bona. Now that it's the month of love, you can get different flavors. You can literally spice up your sex life.
Okay.
Wena vanilla. Wena strawberry.
Wena chocolate.
Wena chocolate. Wena banana. Wena ribbed. All kinds of things. Whatever you're into.
Guys, please make sure.
They
again,
are there.
Yes, guys. And again, once again, big shout out to everybody who's gotten themselves vaccinated. If you're not the type, please make sure that you are socially distanced. You are wearing your mask. And you can still get yourself vaccinated if you're going to get your boosters. For those who are getting boosters, please make sure that you do the right thing. Guys, over 30 million people have gotten at least a jab. We do not want our country to go back to where it was. The country is really thriving. Our economy is really moving into the right direction. Guys, let's continue to keep that vein. Fifth wave will not prosper in our existence, in our lifetime. It should not prosper. Once again, thank you, thank you, thank you. We have a special, special edition prepared for you for our 100,000 listens. We're also not so far off from our 100th episode, so it's going to be a party. One way. Keep party one way, nje. It's going to be a party.
Kuzoba mnandi, kuzoba lit,
kuzoba all those sort of things. But once again, thank you to everyone. If you're going to see us very, very soon in our very, very new YouTube channel, you'll see this one, the most handsome 32-year-old man with a cheese cup, Muhammad Ali's protege, wrote like a butterfly, buzz more than a beehive. Gosh, we got it all twisted. We got it all twisted now.
Wow. And she's still with Miss Yabi, and she's still without a cool outro.
It's love and light, everybody.
Be kind to one another.
Shop, shop.